This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let me share with you real quickly how AI is changing how we move through the self-storage due diligence process. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer. The small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Now, we all know that AI is changing the landscape of business and the self-storage industry. I've talked, and people a lot smarter than me have talked about using chatbots for your call centers, using products with AI embedded in them for revenue management, and many of the other tools that savvy operators use today. Now, in reality, I'm in my infancy stage of understanding how to use AI and the full implications of it and how it's going to unfold in business and in our operations. But it has sure changed how at least I and our team moves through the due diligence process today. Let me just share with you some of the ways that we're using it and how it's altered how the due diligence process unfolds for us. We have three projects under contract right now with one particular group I'm involved in, and I'll use that as our example. And currently, just to give you a picture, I basically have two subscriptions, one to GPT Chat and one to Claude. Now, Claude is owned by Anthropic, and GPT Chat is owned by OpenAI, which technically is a nonprofit, but they have filed their S-1 registration with the SEC and are preparing to go public. So currently, I like both. I've used GPT Chat a lot longer. It kind of knows my personality or what little personality I may have. And my experience is it creates better images. I have a subscription with Claude, downloaded the desktop version onto my desktop, and man, it's powerful. It interacts with most of my software programs. It creates Word docs, unlike Chat, where I've got to basically cut and paste and edit, but it'll create Word docs, spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, flyers. It's just, and I'm just scratching the surface of it. I prefer subscriptions because I've been told, I'm not 100% sure, but I've been told that my searches and my data are not out on the internet for everyone to see. Some of what we do might be proprietary, and I'm looking at other people's facilities. I don't necessarily want their information out there. I assume that's the case, although I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on it, but I'm pretty sure, at least for the most part, that's the case at the moment. But even in my infancy stage, it has totally altered what's possible and how we handle our due diligence process. And we're using it in many aspects of the businesses I'm involved in, but let me just talk a little bit about just the due diligence process and maybe the putting the project into service for the first 90 days or so. Initially, and this really helped because I was usually the one that created this, but initially, we took our executed contract and I uploaded it into Claude and I said, create a critical date checklist for my team. And it did based on the contract date. Now, in our contract, however, our due diligence process technically doesn't start till we get all of our data. And then once we got all of our data, I went back into Claude and I said, here's the new date that we got all of the data from the seller, and a certain portion of the due diligence process started on this date. In a matter of seconds, I had a revised critical date checklist. Little bit of editing, but not much. Now, that would have taken me or a team member an hour, hour and a half to create methodically, and then I would check it or have them check it. And this was done in just a matter of minutes, and I probably spent 2 minutes editing a couple of line items. And more importantly, it was probably more accurate than anything we would have done. Now, performas. I use the Storage World Analyzer a lot, and I export it to Excel. But we also have another team member who does a Proforma, a lot more complicated than the one that I do. I try to keep mine simple because I'm fairly simple in my thinking. So I do my Proforma. We have another team member do their Proforma. Then I upload both of them to Claude and ask Claude to create a spreadsheet for me based on these two performers and put it in my format. And that's what I get. Then as I go through the due diligence and I'm replacing our assumptions with real numbers, I periodically re-upload the current performer to Claude, have them check for mistakes, print another one out, and that way a lot of the mistakes that I tend to make in Excel, I'm not the greatest in Excel, these reports are a lot more accurate and frankly, better looking than anything I ever created in Excel. It has saved me hours and hours and hours of work and a lot of mistakes. And in budgets, once we have physical inspections done on projects, we upload those inspections and it creates a reserve budget of an anticipated capital reserve budget for us. We had one of the last projects we closed on was an industrial building, and we uploaded that report. It created the monthly reserve amount that we were going to need based on the anticipated life of the components of that particular building, and told me when they would most likely need to be replaced and what that future cost range was going to be per item, backtracked, adjusting for inflation, and gave me a monthly amount that would, if we put in our reserve fund, we would probably never have to add more money to it to handle a capital item. Again, a lot more accurate than probably anything I would have created. And after the report was done, uploaded it 5 minutes, then I had to review it, maybe make a couple of adjustments, ask a few questions, reprint it out. Within 5 to 7 minutes, we had our reserve budget. Another good thing it's used for is I upload the seller's vendor contracts in there, ask Claude to summarize them. I review the contracts, but Claude summarizes them, tells me, you know, where they're strong, where they're weak, if we want to get out, you know, can we, when. If we want to renegotiate them, what we probably ought to focus on. And more importantly, it will also search the area and tell me if it's a good value, if we're overpaying, and if we're overpaying, who are some vendors that we should reach out and contact, and what do you anticipate the savings to be with each of these particular vendors? Nice tool to have. It gives us a starting place to negotiate our service contracts as we take over a facility. And it also is helping us create some dials and levers for operations once we take over. As we're getting closer to the close, I upload the end of the month monthly statements, the management summary statements we're getting from the seller. Claude will analyze them, put them in a Word doc or a spreadsheet format, and tell us, you know, where we probably ought to focus our attention, how many auctions we need to set in place, what's working well about the current management and what's not working well about the current management. And it helps us design, and it will also create for us the first 90-day strategy. Here, it took me maybe 3 uploads and questions and comments into Claude to get our first 90-day plan. on where we ought to focus our attention, what the benchmark numbers are our manager needs to focus on. And then as we begin to execute this plan in the first 90 days, I will monthly upload the management summary report. Claude will tell us where we exceeded, where we didn't exceed, if we didn't, and what the, you know, any adjustments to the next 30 days. And it gives myself as an owner, our management team, and it gives our manager something very specific to focus on, where to focus his attention over the next 30 days to make sure this plan gets executed so they get their bonus. After we close, we will upload the monthly summary report, management summary reports, our P&Ls, and Claude will tell us where we're exceeding, where we're falling behind, and what maybe we could do to increase the net operating income. And we will really use it in today's world. Managing self-storage really requires focused attention on the operating expenses. And every month we're going to be looking at where these operating expenses can be cut and not affect the customer experience. I have discovered that AI is a lot better ongoingly at doing that. When it was just me and my management team, we could look at like quarterly results and see that maybe we can do something here. I'm relying on AI to do it a lot faster than that. I also used it to help me. We put our input in on how we're going to focus on our marketing and who our vendors are. And I got a marketing plan, where to focus our attention, how to interact with our online marketing vendors, with our website providers. And we now know where to focus our attention, what questions to ask as we move through implementing our online marketing strategy. And finally, I know this isn't the due diligence process, but we will use Claude to generate our financial and our operating updates to our partners and investors. I will upload the management summary reports. I'll upload the P&Ls and balance sheets and cash flow summary reports into Claude. And I will also upload bullet points on operational highlights. And Claude will create a newsletter with financial reporting to our partners and investors that will be posted on our portal that they can log into. You can use it to create decks for investors. Just the financial reporting alone over the life of a particular storage project is going to save hundreds and hundreds of man hours. We will be able to expand our operation, provide better service to our partners and investors. Now, I know there's people, a lot more people than myself, using it a lot more effectively, but I just wanted to share with you how a Yahoo can use artificial intelligence during the due diligence process of a self-storage project and have a much clearer picture, a much more accurate picture, and save hours and hours and hours of manual labor through this process. As these new brands we're creating unfold, I look forward to a bright future for our partners, our investors, and the projects themselves, as well as getting a little more downtime with my bride. Who knows, maybe even my golf handicap can be lowered by having more time to play golf. We'll see. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is one of the financial analysis tools I use to generate the performas that I upload to Claude. You can find out more about the Storage World Analyzer at StorageWorldAnalyzer.com or Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week.